from, I know we started this already, but we're going to do the Tzadik Vav in Irvin. Let's just start from the bottom of Tzadik Heim Abayz, but we'll go back a couple lines. We'll go about five, six lines from the bottom. So the Gemara is going to explain what the machlek is between Rabbi Gamliel and the Tanakhama is. In the Mishnah it says that if you find tefillin in the street, you're allowed to bring them in. It's on Shabbos, so you can't really wear the tefillin and it would be carrying, but you're allowed to bring them in on Shabbos. The Tanakhama says you're allowed to bring in one pair of tefillin at a time, and Rabbi Gamliel says that you can bring two pairs of tefillin. So what's the machlek is why one versus two? So the Gemara says, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok kamifligi. So earlier in the Gemara we saw that Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchok said that there's room on your head and possibly your arm to wear two pairs of tefillin at a time. So therefore, you're allowed to wear. Rabbi Gamliel holds you're allowed to wear two. So let's say that the Tanakhama disagrees. They're arguing about whether, in fact, there's really enough room for two versus enough room for one. The Tanakhama less later Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok. The Tanakhama says no, there's only room for one. So that's why you're only allowed to wear one pair of tefillin. Rabbi Gamliel is later Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, and Rabbi Gamliel would say no, there's room for two. So that's why I can wear two pairs of tefillin at a time. The Gemara says, look, that is not the real hesber. The Kulei Alma, Islahu, the Rav Shmuel bar of Yisroel, everybody agrees there really is enough room on your head and your arm to wear two pairs of tefillin at a time. V'hacha b'Shabbos zman tefillin kamiflagi. Here they're arguing gufa on whether or not Shabbos is the proper time, is the right time to wear tefillin. And therefore, if it's the right time, that you're only allowed to wear tefillin the way you would wear tefillin during the week. The Tanakhama sava Shabbos man tefillin who it's the time. So if you're going to wear it, you have to wear it the way you would wear it during the week and you only wear one pair. Gamliel says it's not the time that you would wear tefillin anyway. So therefore, you're wearing it as a tachshit, so you could wear two, because it's no iser bal taisef anyway, because you're not wearing it l'shem mitzvah, so you could wear two pairs of tefillin. But Rav Gamliel still agrees that you're limited to two pairs, because that's the way you would wear it maximum during the week. Or you could say everybody agrees that Shabbos is the zman, and you have to wear it the way you would wear it during the week, and wearing one pair of tefillin is the proper amount. However, but they argue about whether or not you have to have kavana to be doing the mitzvah or not. Tanakhama savalot says by kavana. So the Tanakhama says that to do the mitzvah, again, this is one pshat in Rashi, to do the mitzvah, you have to have kavana. So therefore, if I have kavana for one, I'm really having kavana. If I'm wearing more than one pair of tefillin, and I'm having kavana to wear a pair of tefillin, l'shem mitzvah, what ends up happening is you don't know which pair of tefillin you're referring to, so the second pair becomes the Isra Bal Toysef. And that's why the Tanakhama does not allow you to wear the second pair of tefillin. I don't need kavana, so I'm not having kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. So I'm only wearing it as a tachshit. So I could be wearing the second pair of tefillin anyway. So it's not going to be a problem. That's the second teretz of the Gemara. The third teretz is v'ibayi same with the kulei amalot says loyboy kavana. Everybody agrees that to be yotze, I don't have to have kavana. So certainly by putting on the second pair of tefillin, I'm automatically wearing it as tefillin because I don't need any kavana. However, v'hocha lava mishum bal toisuv kamiflagi. Here the machlekes is whether or not, by putting on that second pair of tefillin, that automatically, again, the case is I'm not intending to wear it l'shem mitzvahs, and without that intention, is there really an isser of bal toisef? The Tanakhama savar lav or mishum bal toisef loyboy kavana. I'm over the isser of bal toisef even without thinking about it, even without intending that to be what I'm trying to accomplish, and therefore, even without that intention, I'd be over if I wear the second pair of tefillin. I'm going to end up being over on the isser of bal toisef. So that's why I'm not allowed to wear the second pair. I'd have to purposely intend to be doing the isser, to be yotze the mitzvah in a way that it's not permitted. And so if I don't have that intention for the second pair of tefillin, since I'm not intending it, it's going to be completely mutter. And that's why Rav Gamliel says, no problem putting on a second pair, because I'm not trying to be over any isser. Another teretz is, if I already hold, like the Gemara is suggesting, that Shabbos is the Zman Tfilin, then the if that's the time for the mitzvah, then I don't have to have intentions automatically. As soon as I put it on, I'm putting it on l'shem tefillin, and that's going to be a problem because it's going to be that I'm automatically going to be over on the second pair of tefillin. So what's the machlekes? Here we're talking about where it's not the time. We hold that Shabbos is lav zman tefillin, And the question is, can I be over on Baal Tosef even when it's not, b'chlal, not the time to wear tefillin? For example, just like if I went out and I sat in my sukkah today, everybody would agree there's no Isser Baal Tosef sitting in my sukkah today, because there's no connection, there's no correlation between what I'm doing, even if I'm sitting in a sukkah, to the mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah. So too, if Shabbos is not a Zman tefillin, if I put on tefillin on a Shabbos, it's not the Zman b'chlal, there's no shaykhis to the Isser. So that's the machlokes. If can I be over in the Yisra Baal Tosef if it's not the proper time? Tanakama sover loy boy kavono, that even without kavono I'm going to be over, and therefore I'm not allowed to put on the second pair of tefillin, because I would end up being considered an extra mitzvah connected to the mitzvah, and therefore over on the Yisra Baal Tosef. If it's not the right time, and I don't intend to do the mitzvah, there's no iser whatsoever of the iser baltaisuf, so I can go ahead and put on a second pair of tefillin, and it's not connected, there's no iser baltaisuf, and that's why Rav Gamliel allows you to put on the second pair of tefillin. So Gemara says, however, if you're saying like that there's no iser whatsoever, ihachi l'Reb Meir, zog echad namiloi. If so, according to Reb Meir, again, is the Tana of our Mishnah, the Tanakama, if there's no Isser whatsoever, I shouldn't even be allowed to put on a first pair of tefillin. Why does the Tanakama say I could wear one pair of tefillin? If you're saying there's an Isser, remember, we're going according to the Tzad now that Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin. So if I put on tefillin on Shabbos, I'm being over the Isser of Baal Tosef. So, and if you're saying, according to Rabbi Gamliel, that I need kavana, or according to the Tanakama, rather, that I need kavana, that without kavana I'm not over anything, I'm over even without kavana, according to the Tanakhama, I shouldn't even be allowed to put on one pair, because even one pair is already the Isra of Baal Tosef, because Shabbos is Lav Zman Tefillin. That's the first question. V'oid Hayoshim B'Shmini B'Sukkah, the famous case where we sleep or stay in the Sukkah on the eighth day of Sukkot, which is the Suffolk, the seventh day of Sukkot. Yilokai should get Malkus because of over the Isra of Baal Tosef, because on the side that it's the eighth day, there's an Isra of Baal Tosef even without kavana. Elo, so the Gemara says, you're right. We can't say that we're holding that even Shaloi Bizmanid is a possibility of an Isser Baal Tosef. So we have to say, we have to say, really, like we said originally, that really we agree that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. And then it's a machlokes about whether or not I'm over the Baal Tosef with the extra pier, without Kavana, with Kavana, and so on and so forth, like the Gemara suggested before. However, it comes out that the bottom line from all these various Terutzim in the Gemara is that you're saying, either according to one Man D'Yomer, or at least according, or possibly according to both Man D'Yomer, you're saying that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. And that's the machlekas over here between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi the Tanakhama, whether or not I'm allowed to put on that second pair of Tefillin. Now, so if so, that's an unusual shita. Uman Shabbos lay Shabbos Zman Tefillin. So who is this Man D'Yomer that says that putting on Tefillin on Shabbos is the proper time, that you're supposed to be putting on Tefillin on Shabbos? So the Gemara's first suggestion is Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya we learned in the Brayse. It says in the Pasuk Vishmar, it's Parsha of Bechor. Vishmarta Zachuka Hazois Lemoyada Miyam Liyamimo, that you should keep this mitzvah from time to time. And we darshan, and this is one of the parshas that's written in the Parsha of Tefillin, and it also happens to be this one pasuk in that Parsha that talks about Tefillin. So we darshan Yomim Veloy Lailois. So we say you should only wear Tefillin during the day and not at night. Mi Yomim Veloy Kol Yomim. And also, there are certain days that we wear tefillin, and not all days, which is prat l'shabosos v'yom tovim, that we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. Divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that's what Rabbi Yosi Haglili says. So that's the Man D'Yomer that says we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Omer loy nemer chukazu elo linya Pesach. It's talking about l'gabe Pesach, whether you're over the Yisr of doing melacha on Pesach, and that's where there's a limitation, the yomim, and not all kol yomim, and so on and so forth. So therefore, if you darshan like that, it means that Rabbi Akiva is darshaning this pasuk has nothing to do with the mitzvah of tefillin. So there's no limitation, which should come out, therefore, that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no limitation on whether or not you should wear tefillin on Shabbos. You should also wear tefillin on Shabbos. Okay, so it sounds like Rabbi Akiva is the Man D'Yomer that says you should wear tefillin on Shabbos. Oh, vel hodet nan, but what do you do with the fact that there's a Mishnah in Krisus that says ha-pesach v'ha-milo mitzvah saseh? It's the Gemara, the Mishnah over there in Krisus is listing the when you're chayav kares, and it says only on those yisurim that there's an iser lav. And it only lists the mitzvah of milo and pesach, that if you don't do them, you don't get kares, because those are the only mitzvah saseis that you get kares, even though there's no lais saseh. But lema do like Rabbi Akiva should say it should come out not like Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva kiven de mukila be Pesach lav nami iko. But according to Rabbi Akiva, it comes out that there's an iser of there's a lav by Pesach. Also, because this pasuk is he's saying Rabbi Akiva's drasha of the pasuk that we quoted before, Rishmarta Zachuka Azois is a lav, and it's talking about the Karban Pesach. So why is the Gemara, the Mishnah increases, listing this as one of the cases that even though it's a mitzvah saseh, there's karis? No, it's not only a mitzvah saseh, it's a mitzvah loy saseh based on this drasha on the pasuk. Now why is it a loy saseh? Because Rav Avin Amar Rabbi Loy, because Rav Avin taught us, kol mokum shenemer hishamer pen va'al, anytime the Torah uses the expression of the word hishamer, or the word pen, or the word va'al, eina ela, but loy saseh. So the Torah is teaching us that there's a loy saseh included over here. And if you look at the pasuk, it says vishamarta, which is the pasuk of the word hishamer. Esachuk hazoi, so it's, that creates a loy saseh. So we have a question on why Rabbi Akiva counts in this Mishnah, Karban Pesach, as a mitzvah saseh. It should be considered a mitzvah loy saseh. Gemara says, no, afilu temer Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva will agree that it's still only an ase. Why? Hishamer de lav, hishamer de ase. Because the word hishamer, even though it could create a lav, depending on the context in which it's used, sometimes the word hishamer is also formulated to create an ase. And in this case, since the pasuk is telling you what you should do, and it says, be careful to do that, hishamer, that you should do that, that means it's creating an ase, not that it's creating a lois ase. Okay. So now, back to it comes out that Rabbi Akiva is the Mandi Amar, at least this suggestion in the Gemara, that Rabbi Akiva is the Mandi Amar that says that Shabbos is Zman Tefillin. So the Gemara says, Vesavar Rabbi Akiva, Shabbos Zman Tefillin? Who are you going to tell me that Rabbi Akiva really holds that it's the time you should wear Tefillin on Shabbos? But we have a different price. We learned in a price of Rabbi Akiva, Yochel, Yaniach Odom Tefillin B'Shabbos, as we have time. You might think that you're supposed to wear it on Shabbos and Yom Tif. Talmud Loimer, that's why the Pasuk says, Vahay Lachal Oisal Yodecha. And you should, the reason why you wear tefillin as an ois to prove that we believe that the Torah is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To create a connection between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say, Misha Tzrichan Ois. So it's only when you need to create this connection, this ois. Yotze Eilu Shehen Gufan Ois. But Shabbos and Yontif themselves are an ois. So you don't have to wear tefillin on Shabbos and Yontif. And that's Rabbi Akiva's drasha. So we see beferish that the whole point of Rabbi Akiva's drasha is to say that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. So Rabbi Akiva cannot be the mandiyama that says, Dafka, you wear tefillin on Shabbos. So it has to be a different tanya. The tanya we learned in a brisa, a completely different case. Hanir b'layla, somebody wakes up in the middle of the night, so he's not going to fall asleep. Ratzah choylitz, if he wants, he can take off his tefillin. Ratzah maniach, he can even put on his tefillin. Divrei Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson says that you can put on tefillin in the middle of the night. Yonisana kitunu yomer, emanichin tefillin b'layla. He says that you don't put on tefillin at night. The way we hold, we don't normally put on tefillin at night. Now, midalayla latanakama zman tefillin. So by the fact that the Tanakhama says that you wear tefillin at night, so we darshan Shabbos nami zman tefillin. We assume that he means that, well, okay, if you're wearing tefillin at night, you can wear tefillin on Shabbos, because either you darshan that there's a limitation or there's no limitation. If there's no limitation at night, there's no limitation on Shabbos. So we see that Rabbi Nosson L'Chayri is a mandiyamer that says you wear tefillin on Shabbos. So what are you talking about? Dilma Sriyule Lila zman tefillin who? Just because you say that you wear tefillin at night, you can't make the assumption that's Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu, but I could still say that Shabbos is not zman. Why? Because the Hashemina lay the Rabbi Akiva, because we heard that's exactly Rabbi Akiva's shita. The Amar Laila zman tefillin hu, because he holds that Shabbos, that night is the zman, because there's no limitation. And Shabbos lav zman tefillin hu, but we still don't wear, according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos for a completely different reason, because the drusha of ois. So it's possible to say that you put on tefillin at night, but you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. So again, we don't have a raya that Rav Nosson is the man diyamer that says you wear tefillin on Shabbos. Ella haitanahu. So it has to be a different tanah. The tanah we learned in a braisa. Micha bas kushi, this is the Micha, the daughter of Shaul, v'yisav anechas tefillin. She used to wear tefillin. V'lai michu b'chachamim. And the chachamim never complained about it. So it must be that they held that it was okay for a woman to wear tefillin. Now, the only reason a woman would wear tefillin is, remember, women are only chayev at mitzvah to say she'ena zman grama, that there's no time frame for it. Now, if you say that you don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, then it becomes a mitzvah to say she'azman grama. So it must be the fact that women were wearing tefillin is a raya that it was a mitzvah that you wore tefillin on Shabbos also. The second case, just to finish the bright, Ishta Shal Yoina, the Yoni Amitai, Hoysa Oilo Leregel, she used to go up to be Oilo Regel. But Loimichu Ba Chachamim, the Chachamim never complained about that. Now, the Gemara says what I just said. Amitai Loimichu Ba Chachamim, by the fact that the Chachamim never complained about the fact that she was a woman wearing tefillin, Alma Kosabri Mitzvah Sasei Shalai Esman Gromohi, must be that it's a type of mitzvah that there's no time There's no time limitation, which means that you have to wear tefillin even on Shabbos, and that's why they never complained about her wearing tefillin. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a right. Dilma Savala Rabbi Yosi. Maybe they hold like Rabbi Yosi that says that she can wear tefillin if she wants to. Not that she's chayiv, but if she wants to, she can. Damar Noshim Simchis Rishos. This is the famous sheet of Rabbi Yosi that says you could, that they could do smicha. This has to do with bringing a carbon. Normally we say, the Gemara darshans, that B'nai Yisrael, only men are supposed to do smicha, not women. And the problem with doing smicha is, to do smicha properly, you have to have hanoah from the animal, because you're leaning on the animal. And kachim is asur b'hanoah. So it's only mutter if you're allowed. If you're not allowed, then it's going to be usr. So if so, Rabbi Yossi's chiddush is that even though it's not allowed, if they want to, since they are doing the mitzvah as an end result of what they end up doing, they're doing a mitzvah, so we allow them to continue acting in this fashion to end up doing a mitzvah. So too, even though they're not mechuyev to wear tefillin, if they do it, it's okay. We don't have to stop them. And what's the right? Eloi Temahochi, because if you don't say that, that will hold like Rabbi Yossi, that this is going according to the Mandiyama, like Rabbi Yossi, that says you're allowed, if they're doing a mitzvah, it's mutter. So let's look at the second case was. She used to be Oyla Regal. And nobody ever complained, the Chachama never complained that she was being Oyla Regal. Everybody agrees that going up L'Regel, because specifically that time, you know, there's no other time to do it. And even so, she was doing it. So we see that even though it's a mitzvah sasei shas man groma, if a woman does it, we allow her to do it, and we don't stop them. So the same thing could be said about the case of the tefillin also, that if she puts on tefillin, we don't stop her. So again, we don't have but that doesn't prove that Shabbos was Zman tefillin. Because again, really, Shabbos is not Zman, and it's really a mitzvah sasei shas man groma, but we allow the women to do it anyway. So we still don't have a man diyomer that says that Yudafka should wear tefillin on Shabbos. Elo k'saber rishus, right? Just to finish off the brisa before, k'saber rishus, she's allowed to go oyle regel. So achanabi rishus, so too she's allowed to put on tefillin. Elo haytana. All right, so we still have to look for who the proper tana is that says you wear tefillin on Shabbos. Tanya, we learned in the brisa, hamoyti tefillin, our mishnah, or similar to our mishnah, hamoyti tefillin, somebody who finds tefillin in the rishus harabim on Shabbos, machnisim zug zug, you bring them in one at a time. But here's the kicker. Echad ha'ish, ve'echad ha'isha. A woman also brings them in. Echad chadoshos, new ones, ve'echad yishanos, and old ones, which we'll define. Divrei Meir. Meir says you can bring in, everybody has to bring in the tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda says, aser b'chadoshos, u'mata b'yishanos. He says, old, new ones are aser because they may not be tefillin, as we'll discuss, but old ones are mutter. Now, akam le'pchalig, Rabbi Yehuda and Rameir don't argue, ela b'chadoshes v'yishonis, they only argue about old versus new. Rameir says even new ones, and Rabbi Yehuda says not new ones. Aval b'isho le'pligi, but they never argue about the fact that a woman is allowed to wear these tefillin on Shabbos. Shema mino, mitzvah sasei sh'leyes man gromahi. Must be because a woman is allowed to wear them on Shabbos, because everybody's allowed to wear them. And it's not as man gromah. So we say, and women are chayev to do them as well, and that's why women are allowed to bring in the tefillin. But the point is, we see, in order to make it a mitzvah sasei she'ein hazman groma, has to be that it's relevant on Shabbos also. So this mandiyamer must hold, both Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda must hold, that it's mutter to wear tefillin, or chayev to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So the Gemara, okay, so that's going to be what the Gemara is going to hold. But the Gemara first says, maybe not. V'dilma sabalak Rabbi Yosi. Maybe they hold like Rabbi Yosi, d'amar nashim samchus v'shos. Maybe really they hold they shouldn't be wearing the tefillin. But if they want to, they can. And we're not going to stop them. And that doesn't. And therefore, we don't have a raya that you're supposed to wear tefillin on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Leisal Kadaitoch. That cannot be the hesber, that it's just that we're allowing them, that really they're not supposed to wear tefillin, but if they do, it's okay. That can't, but cannot be pshat. Why? Delay Reb Meir Savalok Reb Yosi, because Reb Meir specifically does not hold like Reb Yosi that they're allowed to do it if they want to. Delay Reb Yehuda Savalok Reb Yosi, and Reb Yehuda also does not hold of Reb Yosi that says that if they want to, they're allowed to. Why? Loi Reb Meir Savalok Reb Yosi, we find that Reb Meir doesn't hold like Reb Yosi that's not. We learned in the Mishnah. Ein ma'akven esetinoikis mit koya. It says in the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that if a child wants to practice blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah, on Shabbos, we don't prevent them. We don't stop them, even though normally it would be muktzah. But if a kid wants to do it, we don't stop them. But what do we see? Hanashim ma'akvin. If it's only because they're a little kid, but if it would be a woman, we would stop them. So what do we see that when they're not allowed to do something, we prevent them. Now, a man would be allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. It's not a problem. And even so, and it's a mitzvah to say shas man groma, and that's why we do not allow women to do it. Now, if we held like Rabbi Yosi, we would say, well, listen, if they want to do it, we're not going to stop them. Elamai, we don't hold like Rabbi Yosi, that if they're not allowed to do it, we stop them. The Stam, Masnissen Reb Meir, and it's a Mishnah, so we see, and it's like Reb Meir. So we see Reb Meir does not hold like Rabbi Yossi, and similarly, V'lay Rabbi Yehuda sava like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yehuda also doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa, same similar thing. Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'somach. It says in the pasuk that you should talk to Bnei Yisrael to do smicha, and we darshan Bnei Yisrael samchin. Then Bnei Yisrael samchis that only men are allowed to do smicha and women are not allowed to do smicha. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Nashim, Samchis, Rishus. This is again, this is where Rabbi Yossi states his shita that if women want to, they may. In other words, the pasuk is giving a command to men that they must, but it's not discussing women one way or the other, and therefore, if they want to, they are allowed to do smicha. However, the Tanakhama that argued and said they cannot do smicha, the Stam Sifra, money, and who is the Tanakhama? Who's the Stam Sifra? Rabbi Yehuda. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir clearly do not hold like Rabbi Yossi shita. That women are only allowed to do things that they have to do. If they're not allowed to, if they're not supposed to do it, they should not do it. And even so, the Mishnah says that they're allowed to bring tefillin in on Shabbos. Must be that women are allowed, must be allowed, meaning they have to wear tefillin. And if they have to wear tefillin, the only explanation is because it's the mitzvah saseh she'ein hazman grama. And the only way to make it that way is to say that you're always chayv to wear tefillin at night and on Shabbos and so on and so forth. So Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda become the man diyamar that says you wear tefillin on Shabbos. Okay. New case, but we are going to get off onto this tangent of old versus new, so when do you assume that they are proper tefillin? Amar Rabbi Loza says, based on this, Amoytit Techeles B'Shok, what if you find blue strings in the marketplace on Sam, and you want to know whether or not you're allowed to use them for your tzitzis, because normally tzitzis have to be made, the fringes part has to be made L'Shem Tzitzis. So when you find these blue Techeles in the market, can you assume that they were made L'Shem Tzitzis or not? So the Gemara says, the Braisa says, or Rabbi Loza says rather, l'shaynais psulois, that if they're just combed wool, we say they're pasul. Chutin k'sherim, but if they're made into strings, the way we're familiar with them, then they're kosher. Why? Because maishna l'shaynais. Why is it that when they're just combed wool, we say it's asudam or adai to the glimitz of inatinu? We say that must be they're blue, but it was probably done or possibly done for the sake of just making it into a shirt. It doesn't necessarily mean that it was meant necessarily to be tzitzis. So if that's your chash, so chutanami ne'madai to the glima to vinu. So maybe the strings also were woven, were strung that way in order to be used for a shirt. So the Gemara says, b'shazurin. No, they're wound together multiple ways, multiple strings together. If you take a look at your tzitzis, you'll see that your tzitzis is more than one string twirled together. It's not just, right? It's not just one loose string hanging. It's two strings wrapped around each other. So the case over here is you found them wrapped together in that way. So clearly they were made for tzitzis. So the Gemara says, no, shesunu nami ne ma'adai to the sifs of the glima finu. Who says they were woven that way or spun that way for the sake of tzitzis? Maybe they were spun that way because they used to also, on the rim of your clothing, again, especially if you look at your tzitzis, you'll see that the edge of the clothing is, in order to keep it from fraying and falling apart, you put a stronger, a thicker edge around the edge of the clothing. So maybe over here also they created this double spun string in order to put it on the edge of your clothing, to sew it onto the end of your clothing, and to keep it together. But again, the point would be that it's not meant, therefore, for tzitzis. So the Gemara says, b'mufsakin, that they're cut, they're cut into the right size. So the cut into the right size, you normally, to kulei hai vadiloi tarachinchi, that already, the pashupshat is that they wouldn't cut them, go through the tircha of cutting them to that size, by the fact that you cut them to that size is an indication that they were made l'shem tzitzis. Rashi adds on also because if they were cut to a certain size, they're not convenient to use to wrap on your clothing. Because your clothing, you need 6 feet of it, and you cut these into a foot, you would have to attach 6 of them together. It's not convenient. It doesn't make sense that you would take something that is intended to go around your baguette and cut it into the size. So the fact that it's cut into size is a raya that really it was meant for tzitzis, and that's why you're allowed to assume they were for tzitzis and you could use them. So the Gemara here is basing on a heter to allow you to use it, even though you have no idea whether or not it was made l'shem shemayim, l'shem tzitzis, because it doesn't make sense for a person to put in that much effort for something else, for other purposes. So Amar Ravo v'chi adam tareich lasos k'miya. So similar, why is there a mandi yomer that says that if you have something that looks like tefillin, but it doesn't, it's not knotted like tefillin, why is there a mandi yomer that says maybe it's not tefillin? Who would go through the tircha to make something that looks like tefillin and not use it, l'shem tefillin, would use it as an amulet? K'miya is an amulet. They used to use these things with psukim in them as a skula to keep a person healthy. That even though, give me 1 minute. So they used to make things. They used to have these necklaces that were used as a refuah, as a skula, and they made them somewhat similar to tefillin also. So do you think that the person is going to make them that similar that it's going to mamish be in the shape of tefillin? So what are you choshish for? We said in our Mishnah before that it's only if they're old ones that you know for sure it's tefillin. But if they're new ones, you're not allowed to carry them in on Shabbos because you have to be suspect that maybe they weren't made l'shem tefillin. So Amar Rav Zeiro lahava bere. So he said to his son, tell anybody anyway. So what do we? So why is it by tefillin we're choshish that they're not made l'shem tefillin, but by tzitzis we are choshish? We say no problem if they're made like this. You know for sure they're tzitzis. What's the difference? He says, but I don't care. Go out and tell people if you find strings in the marketplace that are dyed blue, l'shan is psulis. If they're just regular combed wool, you have to be choshish there for something else. Chutin mufsakin. But if they're strings that are cut to size, ksherin, you could assume that they're kosher l'shem tzitzis. Well, if she ain't adam tarich, because a person would never go through the tircha of making them exactly like tzitzis if they didn't mean they should be tzitzis. Okay, so he says, even so, you can rely on the fact that it's meant for tzitzis. Amar Rava Mishum de Tani La'ava Berei de Rav Zeira Kipi Talilei. So because he decided to tell his son that he relies on this halacha, so we're going to put, as Rashi says, jewels on it, became a jewel, he said so, yay. What does that have to do with me? Why does that make me meshubit to that halacha? I am choshish that maybe somebody else did go through the tircha of making them either look like tzitzis or look like tefillin, and they're really not. We learned in our Mishnah, I have a Mishnah that backs me up, that says even though they look like tefillin, I'm not allowed to wear them on Shabbos because maybe they're not tefillin. Because they were never proven to be real tefillin. You're right, it's a machlekes tanoim whether or not when somebody does something that has an extra step of tircha to make it look like tefillin, whether or not that we can assume is automatically, you can rely on that to say that it must have been done correctly, only l'shem tefillin or tzitzis. The Tanya, we learned in a brisa, hamoitzi tefillin, because we learned in a brisa that if somebody finds tefillin on Shabbos, machnichin zug, you can bring them in one at a time, echad ish, echad isha, echad chadoshes, echad yishonis, to be Remeir. Remeir says that, yeah, even new ones and old ones, even new ones though, you're allowed to bring them in on Shabbos because you can assume that they are tefillin. Rabbi Yehuda oiser, bechadoshes, umata yishonis. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, new ones, you have to be choshes, maybe they're not proper tefillin, but old ones, of course, we know that they are. Almo, marsava tarachinish, umarsava loy tarachinish. So according to Rabbi, he says that's exactly the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, whether a person would go through and make the effort to make them look like tefillin, even though the possibility, we don't have to be choshish that there's a possibility that there's something else. And that's the machlokes. Rabbi Meir says, yeah, if they look like tefillin, they are tefillin. You know the test. If it looks like tefillin, smells like tefillin, feels like tefillin, it is tefillin. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, it's possible that it was made for some other reason, and somebody went out of his way to make it look like tefillin, even though it's actually possibly not. Okay, we'll stop here.